Welcome to Overwhelming Joy. Are you glowing, growing, or don't know where you're going? Well, you've come to the right place. Together as daughters of the King of Kings, our highest privilege is to faithfully commune with God and humbly walk in obedience to His truth as He reveals Himself to us in His Word. I'm Paulette, and thank you for joining me today. Pull up your chair, Bible, and journal, and pour yourself a cup of joy. Welcome to Wednesdays in the Word. Join me in prayer as we delve into some opportunities for you to hear the Holy Spirit's voice. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time and space to gather together as believers, sisters in Christ, daughters of you, our King, and to glean, seek, and be attuned to the voice of your Spirit. It's in your Son Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We have wrapped up Joshua 5:15. I have loved our time in Joshua. Have you? And some of the individual vulnerable comments have been, I wish I could hear from the Holy Spirit like you do. I wish I thought of the Holy Spirit as my best friend, like I hear you speak about. And so I gave out to the women that I meet with on Mondays at NLC a guide with some wonderful information about turning into the Holy Spirit for daily direction. So I wanted to share it with you listeners that were not able to get a hard copy of it. This is from Matthew T. Adams through the Navigator Within, and it's called Turning into the Holy Spirit for Daily Direction. And what I did for them is I typed it up and I added some practical tips that I often talk about and offer. So it's just like a compilation of the wonderful things that Matthew Adams had written along with some practical tips. So I'm just going to share it with you here on this podcast episode today. And I pray that you will hear it and allow the Holy Spirit to reveal to you the practical application of it so that He can reveal His person to you. And it takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen in one day. It's built just like our faith is built. It's attuning by the truth of God's word. It's by requesting. It's by asking. It's by seeking. It's by crying. It's by hard. It's about uncomfortable. It's about surrendering. It's a lot. And this, I think, is a perfect segue in from our verse Joshua 5:15 into the verse we're going to go into next, which I'll tell you about at the end of this episode, so you can get ready and start looking at it before we talk about it again. Okay, so here we go. He starts by saying, cultivate a listening posture. Begin each day by asking the Holy Spirit to open your ears and heart to His guidance. Sit in quiet expectation, even if it's just for a few minutes, to attune your spirit to His voice. I hope you heard quiet. I hope you heard daily. Here's my tip. Every morning when I get up, I, in full, vulnerable, honest motive of heart, kneel and say, I give you this day. Rid me of what is not becoming of a daughter of a king. Fill me with your spirit and send me. And I sit in that. I sit in that posture. And I just soak it up. I'm not at a desk. I don't have paper or pencil or a pen or a highlighter or my Bible. It's just my little s spirit with my Holy capital S Spirit in the presence of my God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, Trinity, each day. All right, after you cultivate a listening posture, he offers us the ability to scripture soak. It says, scripture soak, immerse yourself in the Bible, the primary source through which the Spirit speaks. As you read, pray for the illumination of the Spirit to understand God's truth and how it can apply to your life. Paulette, here's my tip. Heavenly Father, allow the Holy Spirit to reveal your truth to me. Heavenly Father, allow the Holy Spirit to reveal your truths to me. And then open the Bible. Here's the third thing Matthew tells us. Recognize the Spirit's promptings. This is huge. Learn to identify how the Holy Spirit communicates with you personally. You personally. There's not one right way, one size fits all. His person meeting your person. His deity meeting your humanity. Oh, that was from Paulette, by the way. He literally says, learn to identify how the Holy Spirit communicates with your person. And here's some things he says for you to recognize as the Holy Spirit's voice. Peace. When you have peace, recognize that from the Spirit. Conviction. That inner voice that's leading you to Scripture, that revelation of truth from Scripture, that's the Holy Spirit. Acknowledge those promptings. Always make sure that they can be tested against the truth of God's Word. Here's what my Paulette practical tip is. I say, Holy Spirit, guide me with your discernment. Holy Spirit, guide me with your discernment. If I am at unrest, I journal that. I'm a big journaler, which is going to be Matthew's point four. I'm a big journaler. If I'm at unrest, and then I'm at peace, ooh, what about now my peace situation has changed? Because that is so likely the Holy Spirit's prompting of, Paulette, this is where I want you. Even if it's not where I thought I wanted to be or what I wanted to do. His fourth point is journal the journey. So let me just back up. Some of you are listening and not writing it down, so I want you just to hear it again. First, cultivate that listening posture. So that means you've got to have a place, a quiet place, a daily quiet place to open your ears and your heart. Cultivate a listening posture, scripture soak, recognize the Spirit's promptings. Four is journal the journey. Keep a spiritual journal to record insights, questions, and confirmations from the Holy Spirit. And then go back and reflect on those entries to discern patterns. And that'll give you clarity in the Spirit's guidance. Yeah, I love looking for those patterns. Like I said, if I write down and I see unrest, and then peace, ooh, I go back and look at what changed between the unrest journal entries and the peace one. Maybe I'm the one that changed. He changed me. Maybe something about the situation changed. So my Paulette's practical tip is keep a journal. Write down the date. Make your entry. Maybe it's just one statement. Maybe it's a question. Maybe you're putting your emotions. Whatever. Write it down. Leave it. And then go back and reflect and pray over it. And add to it as needed. It's a safe place to emotionally vomit all down on the page. And then when you've had some space and time from it and you go back and reread it, wow, it just reframes so much. All right, his fifth point is obedient action. Okay, this is great to have come right off of Joshua 5:15. The commander of the Lord's army said it and Joshua did it. When you sense the Holy Spirit's direction, step out in faith and obedience. His guidance often requires our action to be fully realized and understood. Paulette's practical tip, read and reread 1 Samuel 3:9. Speak, Lord, your servant hears. Then when you hear something, obey immediately and without question. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm saying it's holy. My mother used to say that the Holy Spirit will prompt guide, and he's looking for the person that will do it obediently, immediately. I always wanted to be that vessel. I always wanted to be that ready vessel. And the more I said yes, the more I blanketly accepted it without hesitation, the more I walked into it, even though in my mind I was maybe conversating about like, are you sure? Do it anyway. The less hesitation I have now, the more clearly I hear him, because I surrendered my self-talk so I hear loudly my spirit talk. Do you hear that? If you're self-talking too much, it's so hard to hear the spirit. So here's Matthew's conclusion. Cultivate a listening posture, scripture soak, recognize the spirit's promptings, journal the journey, and obedient action. His conclusion is the promise of the Holy Spirit as our guide is one of the most precious gifts to believers, offering not just knowledge of God's truth, but a personal, intimate relationship with the Creator. By actively seeking, listening to, and obeying the Spirit's voice, we unlock a dynamic and transformative way of living, marked by divine direction and deepened faith. My practical tip, that's how I can say, Holy Spirit, you are my best friend, because I've sought him, I've listened to him, and I've obeyed him. And he has unlocked for me a dynamic and transformative level of living that I have not had prior to my full surrender. So my divine direction is clear and my deepened faith continues. Matthew offers us a call to action to choose one of those steps at a time, one, and practice them one at a time. Don't jump all in the deep end and you need floaties. Don't jump in and you haven't had a swimming lesson. Don't jump in and you haven't been coached. Don't jump in without a lifeguard. Choose one, where you think you are, and practice that one. Integrate that rhythm first into your daily routine, consciously seeking the Holy Spirit's guidance in your decisions. Be alert to his presence. Look for his voice throughout your day. Be ready to act on the insights you receive. I had a lady walk up to me the last Monday night. We were at church and she said, Paulette, I know I am hearing and receiving something from the Holy Spirit and I need to act on it. And I said, praise God. And I'm going to help in any and all way I can, including continuing to pray for her. She heard it, recognized his voice, and is obeying it. Done. Faith deepened. Direction divine. So look back. That's why I hope you're writing this down. You may have to listen to the episode a couple times just to take notes. But where are you? If you haven't cultivated that listening place and posture, you've got to start there. And you've got to do it daily, rhythmically, routinely. If anything, journal if you're doing it or not. And until that is a rhythm, I give you this day. I just want to meet with you, Holy Spirit. I give you this day. One lady that I'm mentoring, I said, like, what's your rhythm? And she's like, oh, first thing I do is go start my coffee and then pour me a cup. I literally said to her then, why don't, as you pour your cup of coffee, you simply say, Holy Spirit, fill me today. I need to be filled by you. I want the fragrance, like that smell of that coffee. I want the fragrance of you. Fill me with your fragrance. So think of one thing you're already doing and then make that your posture and your sit, quiet spirit time. If you already have that in place, start the scripture soak. And then don't leave the scripture soak until you've been doing that rhythmically and regularly. That you have a plan of what to read. Get on YouVersion. Ask a friend. Ask a mentor. Then start looking and seeking to recognize the Spirit. But don't skip to three before you've done one and two. Then get out your journal, four. And then obey, five. You have to do it in sequence. It's an order. It's a foundation. You have to build it. He'll build it. You've got to discipline yourself, and then he'll do it. You discipline, he'll do. You be the disciple. And then he has us a call to prayer. Make sure you're praying daily. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of the Spirit of truth, who you gave me to guide me into all truth. Help me to cultivate that listening posture. Help me be eager to get into your word. Satan's not going to want you there, girls. Help me be attentive so I can recognize your voice. Help me be empowered and diligent to write down an entry. Help me to discern your will and follow it. Guide me. Give me courage. Give me faith. May I be sensitive to the Spirit's whisper. May I be ready to receive your wisdom. May it become a revelation for my life. Accept the conviction of it. Accept the affirmation of it. And when you're convicted of it, seek forgiveness from it. Conviction is love. He wants to mold us. Remember the potter and we're the clay? He wants to mold us and make us better. So readily ask for forgiveness. Matthew Adams ends with this: as we navigate the complexities of our daily lives, let's embrace the Holy Spirit's presence as our constant guide and counselor. May our hearts remain attuned to his voice, guiding us into truth and revealing the Father's heart and his plans for us. With the Spirit as our navigator, we step into each day with confidence, assured of the direction and purpose he provides. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you allow the Holy Spirit to urge and prompt each of us to be drawn into a pursuit of a deeper, more personal relationship, that we can hear, recognize, read, see the voice of your Spirit, that your truth becomes alive for us, that we are compelled and convicted and affirmed and faithful, that we turn daily for direction to the Holy Spirit, to you, God. It's in your Son Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
May we all continue in pursuit of more of God's presence in our lives. With God, we have the power to shift our perspective from what I am dwelling on to who I am dwelling in. I'm Paulette. Join me next time at my table for more overwhelming joy.